G'day everyone, Ian here. Been a long time. Sunday, the 21st of September, 2014. On a beautiful, beautiful morning. It's about, what is it? It's 9:15 in the morning. And I've just come out of the gym after having a little bit of a workout. And it's because I went to Argentina in 2009. That I can have a pretty good gym session workout these days. I'm an old bugger, and sometimes it's a little bit hard to keep the motivation, the juice pumping when I go to the gym. I like the benefits of going to the gym, and I look forward to going to the gym. But sometimes while I'm at the gym, I struggle a bit. And before I went to Argentina, I'd heard about this national drink they have. It's called yerba mate. Mate, it sounds as though it's got an acute E on the end, but it's actually spelled M-A-T-E. It's always interesting if I say I'm sucking on a bit of mate, because you can take that the wrong way, can't you? But yeah, yerba mate is this herbal drink they drink in Argentina and Uruguay. Very popular, very, very popular. Current Pope Francis, you'll occasionally see him sucking on a bomb, what's it called? A bombilla. Bombilla, yes, a bombilla, which is a metal straw that you place into the gourd, which has got the yerba mate, the mate leaves, ground up leaves in. It's like tea, very much like tea. And then what you do is you top it up with hot water. Not boiling water, not boiled water. It's about 80 degrees, I suppose, 70, 80 degrees. You'd want to pull it back from boiling hot. And you just constantly pour it into the gourd. And the gourd is probably about a 70 to 100 mil size container, often made out of timber. But traditionally, it's actually a gourd, squash, pumpkin type gourd. I've got one of those, but I don't particularly like it. I use the wooden ones. And occasionally you'll see Pope Francis. Hello. Little kid in a Superman shirt on a bicycle riding past. He'd be all of about 2 years old. So I discovered mate when I was in Buenos Aires back in 2009. And it took a little bit of getting used to. It's a bit like a lot of more mature things that you have. Things like Guinness and whiskey and cigars and Vegemite, the sort of things that take a little bit of acclimatizing to if you don't grow up with them. Vegemite, in our case, we tend to start on during the teething process here in Australia, so we're all pretty well in bed with that. And I think it's similar for mate in Uruguay and Argentina. They grow up with it. The reason I mention this to you, dear Audioboo listener, is I sort of got into it when I was in Buenos Aires and developed a bit of a taste for it. Struggled a bit because it's, the closest I can relate to it is it's like sucking water out of the bottom of an ashtray. That's what it tastes like. So it's, just had somebody drop by and I had to have a bit of a yarn to them. But to continue, mate, yes, the way I've described it is like sucking water out of the bottom of an ashtray. It does have that sort of taste to it. And so it does take a little bit of getting used to. And the reason that it actually tastes a bit like that is, it comes from South America, which is where tobacco originally came from, but it's also full of alkaloids. Alkaloids are all those yummy chemicals that we all love. You know, the ones that are in coffee and chocolate, caffeine. Ones that are in tobacco, like nicotine. Ones that are in cocaine, also. These stimulants, many of them. But they're not in high dosage. So when you drink mate, you don't get that buzz like you do with coffee. Like, you could drink mate all day long, and whereas if you drink coffee all day long, you end up ODing on caffeine. We've all had that feeling, haven't you? The shakes and then the come down from it. You don't get that from mate at all. And you don't even get a buzz. I have it at work, and I like to drink it after lunch, because after lunch, I've already done a 6-hour day, 7-hour day by the time I finish lunch, and I've had a bit of a break, and I'm just starting to flag a little bit. So I'll pull the mate out and brew up some and drink it, and it gives me a gentle pick-me-up. And not a pick-me-up like caffeine, a pick-me-up that is like having an afternoon nap. It's very gentle, and I just feel a little bit brighter. So for the last few months, I've been taking mate to the gym with me, and the cover art photo for this audio boo has the mate gourd, if I want to call it that, that I actually use. I heard about it, and I eventually went online and, after a great deal of difficulty, found a supplier of this particular vessel in Argentina and got one shipped over to me. It cost me a fair bit. It cost me about $35, which means that it's insanely expensive. It's equivalent of $200 in Argentina, in compared to their wages, and you know, it'd be the same as me paying $200 here. What it is, it's a insulated plastic vessel that you put about probably 600-700 mil of water in, hot water, and then it's got a small chamber at the top that holds the mate. And when you put the bombilla in it, just a plastic straw, and suck it up, the water comes up through the centre spout into the top chamber and then sprays over the mate, and then it sifts down through the mate, and then you suck it up through the straw. So it's fully automatic, so you don't have to be constantly pouring water out of a thermos into the gourd and then sucking the mate up like you do traditionally. So it's all in one chamber, one vessel, and it's a much easier way of drinking mate. So I have one of these at gym, and I use it to keep me a little bit centered. That's probably the best way to put it. It doesn't give me a pick-me-up. It doesn't charge me up. It just keeps me probably a little bit of wind there. I'm walking with my back to the wind so it doesn't get on the microphone here. I don't have my furry little American with me. So I've been taking that to the gym, and it's been working exceptionally well just to keep me working at what I need to do while I'm at the gym. And it's better than getting hypercharged on caffeine, and it's just a really good way to operate. Mate's now part of my regular regime. It's part of my life, and it's a nice beverage to have in my world. A fellow who I was chatting to during that slight pause in this audio boo, Ray, also is a tango friend. He also drinks mate, and he was asking about whether it's any good for us, and I have heard that it's very good. If you drink it when it's too hot, there is some instances of esophageal and maybe a little bit of stomach cancer in the literature, but considering the Argentines eat such huge quantities of beef, they don't have problems with bowel cancer, and it's because they suspect the mate keeps their system flushed. You know, it's like when you have a coffee in the morning, you need to go and sit on the toilet. Well, very much like that. It keeps your bowel flushed and active. So the opportunity for bowel cancer to develop is lessened, especially with their huge consumption of beef they have over there. So generally speaking, mate seems to be a milder stimulant that gives you the advantages of a bit of a pick-me-up if you're struggling to keep going, flagging in the mid-afternoon, as is my case, and keep you a little bit focused when it's time to get to work and do a bit of intense workout like I have this morning. It's been a long time since I've done some regular audio boos. Part of the reason is because of the workload. And maybe over the next day or so, I might get a couple more out, because I've given myself a little bit of space. And today, this morning, is the start of that. Thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you later, eh? Bye-bye for now.